You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Governor Snyder says the education system in Michigan and the nation is not working. At the Governor's Education Summit yesterday in East Lansing, he called for the education and business communities to work together to prepare students. Gongwa reporter Christopher Claver joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
So the governor wants schools to prepare students for the jobs of today. What does he want the business community to do on their side?
Well, basically what he said businesses need to do is make sure that the schools know what they need. He kind of compared these two economic graphs, and on the business side, we have at best fuzzy projections of what everybody needs. And on the school side, we have pretty much a flat line of how they prepare kids. And when you put these two together, it's hard to get them to cross and figure out where supply and demand meet. Because they don't really look the same thing.
Did he have any specific proposals that he wants the two sides to work on?
Not specific, but more... You guys need to start getting together, and you know, business community needs to do a good job of projecting what exactly their needs are, and then the education community needs to do a better job of making sure that there is some career connection in a variety of level of classes, and more than just the few basic careers that they talk about in high schools now, so that the students are really prepared for going out into the work world and have a better idea of what their options are than they do now.
Does the money which has been cut from the budget for public schools in recent years factor into this equation at all?
I'm sure that it does. And one of the things that school districts have talked about is among the budget cuts that they've made have been career and technical education programs. Which is exactly what the governor and Superintendent of Public Instruction Mike Flanagan have both been talking about we need to have, and that we can provide the type of education we want through those programs.
At the same time, there is the backdrop of this reform group, which has been working mostly behind the scenes, as far as we can tell, on some ideas for education. It includes a couple members of the governor's staff. There's a bit of a controversy here. Explain, first of all, why this became controversial when it came to light.
Well, I think it mostly became controversial because it was something that the Democrats hadn't known was going on. When you combine it with the school funding plan that had come out a few months ago, that would have pushed funding even further down to the student level as opposed to the district level. They were concerned that this was going to mean cuts to education. Frankly, they've done a reasonably good job of spinning this, but this is a big concern. If you read the plan, probably not so much of a concern as they're making it out to be.
Did the governor address this issue yesterday?
He did. Basically, he said, I've got a group of people who are out there trying to come up with some new ideas for education, and I'm not going to tell them don't do that. I think their bigger mistake was political as opposed to policy. This should have been something probably that state CIO being ran by the governor first and said, hey, just to give you a heads up, I'm doing this. And the governor mentioned this yesterday, their self-imposed moniker of Stuntworks was probably not a wise choice. Just gives people a little bit more political fodder against this group.
It's an old term that dates back to World War II. Which kind of means working outside the organizational structure.
Right.
But when you when you throw the word skunk in there, it gives a rather...
Yeah. Democrats can spin that yeah, they called it a skunk works because what they're coming up with stinks.
Pretty easy spin there.
But I think the Democrats' push that they're coming up with a voucher plan is off base at best. If you read the plan in its current form as it's been put out there, what they're looking at is how can we take technology, reduce the cost of education in the classroom, and then the plan is give that money to the student to go to, say, a sports program at the local high school, or take a course at the college, or do something else. But it would have to stay within the public school system. This is not a voucher plan. There's maybe some reasonable concern that the administration is looking for a way to put more money into the hands of private enterprise, in that it would be a charter school, potentially run by a for-profit operator.
All right. Christopher, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for your time this morning.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Gongwer News Service reporter Christopher Claver. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.